As dancers from the two Richmond Ballet companies rehearsed and students of all ages gathered in the lobby before going to classes, the ballet's artistic director, Stoner Winslet, noted,
"You know, Richmond Ballet is really 60 years old this year. It started as a student company with local teachers sending their best students and then evolved into a really fine performing company of students from the School of the Richmond Ballet who were actually trained by professional teachers brought to town and then evolved into the professional company we now all enjoy today."
The Road to the Future campaign has already garnered $6.5 million during what they call its quiet phase.
And the first part of the campaign is to really just shore up our financial footing to be sure that we preserve and protect all of the good work that not only the artists but the community have put into building the Richmond Ballet thus far. So there's an endowment component.
The next part is to expand facilities.
It's become a center not only for training and education, but also for performing. So we're going to add some studios so that we can have more classes. There's a facilities component to it.
After 30 years as a professional company, 40 years as a ballet school, and 20 years with its Minds in Motion program,
we really need to make increased funds available to youth in the community so that no one is closed out of our programs. So there's money for scholarships and education.
The school has some 800 students, and Minds in Motion in 24 area elementary schools reaches 2,400 students.
And then we are one of the biggest commissioners of new ballets in the United States. So there's a component of the campaign that's for new work.
John Ogle, WCVE News.